Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Steve Lewis, the family owner of Lewis Floor and Home in the Chicago area. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So the news is coming out today that you've decided to sell your third-generation family business to America's Floor Source. We'll get to that in just a minute. A little background on your operation. It is family-owned, your third generation. Been around 70 years, and under your guidance, you've been running it for 30 years. You've expanded it. Tell us a little bit more about your operation.
I came into the business in 84. My dad was here. He was working with my grandfather at the time. We're located on the North Shore of Chicago. We face the Edens Expressway, which is a very busy expressway. We're very well known in the area, well established. I came in after practicing law for a couple of years. And I guess when you're born into this business, it's in your blood. For 40 years now, I've been working the business, enjoyed it immensely, but I believe it's time to pass the torch on.
All right. So you've got a 26,000 square foot showroom and a 33,000 square foot warehouse. And like you said, up in Northbrook, Illinois. And when this business started in the 50s by your grandfather, Earl Lewis, it was just carpet and some carpet cleaning. And it was an 800 square foot operation, and you probably did as much cleaning as you did selling of product. I noticed by walking through your store in a video you shot that you do upper end products. You've got brands like Stark and Fabrica and Hunter Douglas and DeChateau and Metroflor, just to name a few. And you also have, as you say in your video, for the budget minded, you have Shaw, Mohawk, and Dreamweaver. Is that right?
Yeah, we understand you can't be all things to all people, but we have found that our customers, we work in an affluent area. Our customers enjoy the better things in life. And we've had 7 additions since I've been here. The last one in 2002, where we actually had purchased the property next to us, and we combined 2 properties together to put the building together. Our showroom features well over 150,000 SKUs of different product. We deal with about 150 different suppliers. We import from overseas. We stock a lot of high-end merchandise. Quite frankly, we cater to sophisticated clientele. Having said that, there are budget-minded customers that we don't want to ignore, nor should we. So we sell a lot of moderately priced material also. Roughly 20 years ago, we got into hard surface, transitioned from just a carpet store, started selling tile and wood. And then about 15 years ago, we got into countertops and cabinetry so that we became more of a one-stop shop for many of our customers. Most of our business is referral. We have a very strong designer base, and we do a significant amount of custom home builder work.
All right. So in the house business right now, I know most people know the business has been soft. So how's your business?
The first quarter for us was soft. Fortunately, the last 2 months have been very strong. Not exactly sure why, but what we're finding is that the middle is where it's softest. The low end is okay, and the very high end is very good. People that have money are spending it, and they want the better goods, and so we cater to that.
So you're selling to Jason Goldberg, America's Floor Source. Tell us about that decision.
Well, once there wasn't going to be a fourth generation to run the business, I put some feelers out to figure out what my options were. Quite frankly, I passed on 3 other offers that were from private equity because I really care about my customers, my employees, my suppliers, my subcontractors, and I didn't want to see them gut the company and destroy the brand that my family has built for 70 years. Jason is exactly opposite of private equity. He wants to come in here and invest in the company, grow the company, and quite frankly, he will be able to bring technology that I couldn't afford to bring in. And I believe that will only help us grow the business and improve what we can do for our customers.
And the brand will survive. It'll still be called Lewis Floor and Home, right?
Yes, that was very important to me. They want to grow the brand. They have plans to possibly expand the brand, but the brand carries quite a bit of weight in the Chicagoland area, and that's a reflection of my people and my customers.
I watched a video of you walking through your showroom with a media person, and you were talking about you doing this for 30 years, and I think you were joking, I'm sure you were, and you said that owning a family business like this is a life sentence with no opportunity for parole. I guess Jason's going to be your parole person, huh?
Yes, he is, and that video was done 10 years ago, which is hard for me to believe, but time flies when you're having fun. I guess this is fun. Yeah. Jason is an amazing person. He is committed. He wants to do things right. He works by the numbers, and I believe that he sees the opportunity here to take the foundation that I was given from my dad and grandfather and make it even greater. And it's really a perfect fit, honestly.
All right. Well, Steve, thanks for telling us your story and congratulations on this decision. Again, been talking to Steve Lewis, the family member and owner of Lewis Floor and Home in the Chicago area. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.